We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunker.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. PG&E's in more hot water for its role in last year's deadly campfire. KCBS reporter Tim Ryan joins us with the latest findings of investigators for the state PUC.
The Public Utilities Commission found that the tall tower that failed near Paradise was inspected by air and from the ground, but not by a close physical inspection by a climber. That, the report claims, is a violation of PG&E's internal policy. The report says the tower hadn't been climbed for inspection since at least 2001. They found what is described as a worn C-hook that failed, sparking the fire that darn near destroyed the town and killed 85 people in November of last year. The utility commented this morning saying it accepts the findings, but Sumit Singh, a PG&E VP of safety, spoke about new inspections.
Just this year, we brought in more than 2,000 qualified linemen to do the enhanced inspections, which is unprecedented. We did 18 months of work in a four-month time frame.
The PUC report found a dozen violations by PG&E total. Meantime, Capital Public Radio reporting that PG&E was late in turning over information on medically at-risk customers during a recent public safety power shutdown. For example, people with important medical equipment that requires electricity. Counties wanted that information to ensure that they could care for those people. The utility cited HIPAA, the Medical Privacy Act, in failing to release the information in a more timely manner. Tim Ryan, KCBS.
Thanks, Tim. Next time you pay the neighbor's kid to mow your lawn or watch the dog, you may have to download an app first. KCBS's Matt Bigler to report how more and more young people are asking for digital payments instead of cash. Matt?
Yeah, Stan, for many millennials, cash is no longer king. They prefer to pay and get paid with apps like Venmo and the Cash App. And that means, as you mentioned, many older Americans may have to download those apps just to pay the babysitter. But not Henry Clay, who says he doesn't trust digital payments.
You hear all the stories, you know, all of a sudden I got friends that all of a sudden their bank account's empty. And it's like someone got into it.
But Susan Brown, who is also 60 plus, says she loves paying people on her phone, just not the way the kids are doing it.
I don't do Venmo. I leave that to all the 50 years and younger people who do it all the time.
What do you use?
I just use PayPal.
PayPal.
She says she loves the ease and convenience of phone payments. According to the Wall Street Journal, the companies behind these cash apps say they have numerous safety features, including encryption and account monitoring. In San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
California Senator Kamala Harris is enlisting Governor Newsom to help her win the Iowa caucus. KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign says Newsom will spend a weekend in the Hawkeye State campaigning for his old friend and colleague.
Senator Kamala Harris fading in the polls, fighting off reports of internal campaign strife, is turning to Governor Newsom to give her a boost on the stump. Newsom will go to Iowa December 14th and 15th to appear at five events for the Harris presidential campaign.
He may be able to reinforce some of the very positive things about the senator and make an impact on some Iowa voters.
USC political scientist Derry Schrago, a longtime Democratic strategist who is the publisher of the nonpartisan California Target Book, says Iowa Democrats may not know much about Gavin Newsom, but he can tell them a lot about Kamala Harris, whom he's known for decades. They share the same political consulting team.
He's a validator for her. He can vouch for her. That's exactly right.
And it can't hurt Newsom's own prospects in Iowa if he ever does decide to run for president himself in 4 or 8 years.
The key is to keep putting points on the board, to keep adding names to your database, make new friends every day. And there's no reason for Gavin Newsom to make some deposits in the bank just in case.
Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.